Blog Talk Radio.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
It's better to be prepared,
for an opportunity
and not have one,
than to have an opportunity
and not be prepared.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
When the banks say no, moneyinaflash.money says yes. Go to moneyinaflash.money today. 5-minute application, immediate answer. Visit moneyinaflash.money today.
You're not paying attention. No, 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 no. Pay attention. Every adult in your family should have a current will. Who's going to take care of your children if something happens to you? Are you going to just let the courts decide their welfare? If you become ill, who's going to stand over your bed making decisions regarding your health care? If you pass away, who's going to handle your business? Visit www.howtogetawill.com to learn more. Handle your business now. None of this will be a worry for you tomorrow. Visit www.howtogetawill.com and handle your business.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network. All black. All news. All you. We're changing the way Chicago communicates with the world. CBBN Business Journals, weekdays at 11 a.m. CST. To listen now, visit chicagosblackbusinessradionetwork.com. Sonia Cassandra Perdue, Executive Producer.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
You're listening to Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you. I'm Sonia Cassandra Perdue, Executive Producer of Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, and your host for this segment, which is our CBBN Business Journal segment, where we interview innovators, authors, and business owners from around the world. And we've been doing this since 2009, and we have over 400 podcasts, and we're still going strong. Our guest today will be Ms. Fallon Flowers. Ms. Flowers is a woman's health nurse practitioner and pre-nursing career coach here in Chicago. And for those of you considering a career in nursing, she has some exciting information to share with you today. Before we bring her on, let's share a few announcements with you. Small Business Saturday this year is on November 25th, and we celebrate that day all day long in Chicago. Chicago's Black Business Network will be hosting a business empowerment breakfast from 8:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. at Bronzeville's Elite Event Spot. Absolutely anything essential, which is located at 3521 South King Drive. Chef Robert Kelly is our culinary host, and Mr. Philip Fairweather, CEO of Entrepreneurs Academy, will be our guest speaker. For more information and tickets, go to foodfriendspurpose.com. That's foodfriendspurpose.com. Our theme is certainly fitting for the small business owner like you. Mr. Philip Fairweather will speak on 10 things you should know before starting a business. Therefore, we're going to break bread, we're going to connect, and we're going to have some good information for you that day. This day is full of activities from 8:30 in the morning all the way to the tree lighting ceremony. Visit absolutelyanythingessential.com to get a full schedule. That's absolutelyanythingessential.com. Kenya Renee is the proprietor. Just another word about Entrepreneurs Academy. EA services Chicago's most underserved communities by hosting classes in drone photography, 3D printing, and training programs for small business owners, including startups. Also, they offer one-on-one counseling at no cost for these communities. Visit entrepreneursacademy.net for a full schedule of their classes or to schedule an appointment. That's entrepreneursacademy.net. Just received an email from the SBA, and, discussing Small Business Saturday, but it indicated 2/3 of new businesses that start in the United States are small businesses, okay? So we have a significant impact on employment and on the economy. And we should have a stronger voice, and we should, because we're a powerful force to be dealt with, okay? 1.3 million jobs in Illinois alone are from small business owners. So I just want you to keep that little thing in mind, okay? We're small, but we're giants as well, okay? This broadcast is designed to service African American communities in Chicago and around the world. I'm Sonia Cassandra Perdue, and you're listening to CBBN Business Journal. To be a guest, give us a call, 773-609-2226. Our guest today is Ms. Fallon Flowers, the Black Pre-Nursing Coach. She is the founder and CEO of Nursing Inspired, LLC. You will find them at nursinginspired.com. Their phone number is 773-609-0649. Okay? Now, let's welcome Ms. Flowers to CBBN Business Journals. How are you doing, Ms. Flowers?
I am fabulous. Thank you so much. How are you?
I'm doing great, and it's great to have you with us. We got a lot to cover. So first things first, give us a brief rundown of your background before Nursing Inspired. Who is Ms. Flowers?
Ms. Flowers is a Southside girl born and raised on the South Side of Chicago. A nature lover, dog lover, definite foodie, animal lover, a significant other, daughter, aunt of a nephew and niece, and have loved being a South Chicagoan and just Midwesterner my entire life. And one fact about me would be I learned French in high school and in college as well. So I'm partially bilingual.
Oh, okay. That's okay. Have you had opportunity to use that French? You been to France?
Here and there. Had a brief visit to Haiti many, many years ago, and occasionally when I have French-speaking patients or Creole patients that come to the clinic, we do have some casual conversation.
That's wonderful. Now, what high school did you go to?
I went to Seton Academy, which was formerly known as Elizabeth Seton. It's now unfortunately closed, but that was located in South Holland, Illinois.
Okay. Now, of course, you have a bachelor's, you have an MSN, your RN, but I could not get to, what is WHNP-BC? Can you tell me what that is?
Yes, so that actually stands for Women's Health Nurse Practitioner Board Certified.
Ah, it seemed like I would be able to guess it, but I couldn't. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
I highlighted that in pink. I said, now what is, what is that one? Okay. I worked at a lot of industries, never medical really. Now, one thing that came to mind in reviewing your website, you said something that really touched me very deeply. And it said, get nursing school preparation for someone that looks like you and who's been where you're going. And I'm going to say this about that. My high school and college counselors both had deep-seated issues with skin color. So I have always felt that I never received the best academic services, and that affects us in many, many ways. And when I say never, I really mean never. So I was out there on my own. So when I saw you posting about Nursing Inspired, I immediately knew how important it was for someone who looks like me, who looks like us and cares about us, to guide us down a path that can be a tough road to travel for many, many people, to figure out your role when you're 17, 18, 19, and 20, you're trying to navigate this course here is not easy. And we're good at making poor decisions, might make some good ones, but it mm-hmm. would have been an easier journey with the right counselor and input. So I just want to add that a little bit because that's something that's very important to me. And if you could tell us about you forming Nursing Inspired.
Absolutely. So at the time, I was actually in school to obtain my Master's of Science in Nursing. And at my university, they had a summer program for high school students to be able to get the college experience by staying on campus for a week and to learn in a particular industry to learn about that particular industry. And so as I looked at the different categories, I saw that they had one that was related to science and healthcare, but they didn't have any courses about nursing. And so from there, I submitted my proposal and I named my seminar Nursing Yesterday, Today, and Your Tomorrow. And I taught that class I taught that about six or seven times over several years or summers. And during that time, I noticed that there were not a lot of Black students. And so I started to advertise the program a lot on my own just to make sure that more Black students could see. But as things were kind of coming to an end divinely, they started instituting rules at our orientations to say instructors can't advertise on their own. You have to let the school advertise on our own behalf. We only advertise to international schools or schools we've had previous success with. And so there was no intentional effort to make sure to invite, any of the private or public, predominantly Black schools in Chicago to make sure that those students had that exposure. And so from that, that kind of, built a fire in me, so to speak, to make sure to go out on my own then to make sure that students were being better prepared to become a nurse.
I like that term you use, build a fire. I bet it did build a fire. Now, was that Loyola?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Yes, it was.
Now, you're a doer, and I can understand that. You saw the need. It was not being fulfilled, and that is what you're doing, and that is what it takes, and it's not easy. It's not easy. You could have went on, made your good money, and keep on doing what you're doing, but you felt a little bit more. Your eyes were open. I'll put it to you like that. Your eyes was open.
Absolutely. Yes.
I'm going to give you an example. I'm very familiar with Loyola. I used to live in Rogers Park as well. I love that school. It's so nice over there. That little campus is so cute. And it is so cute. I'd be over there in a little glass spot. I don't even remember that little glass place all the time up in there. And where the library is. Oh, it was just so nice up in there. But when I was very young, in my early 20s, as a matter of fact, the first boyfriend I had out of college was a medical student at Loyola. He transferred from Loyola because he didn't feel like he was relevant. He just couldn't deal with what Loyola was putting down over there. And so he did get his medical degree. He got it from University of Illinois. So, yeah, I'm very familiar with Loyola. But it's wonderful that you took the time to do this because – and how long have you been doing this?
It has now been 6 years. I just celebrated my anniversary last week.
Wonderful, wonderful. And a lot of people are reaping an award because the nursing program is, just from looking outside in, is not an easy program, okay? And to get through it and then get through the bachelor's and then get through the master's and, keep on going because people do a lot of things with it. It's not an easy program. And I'm sure that a lot of people fall from the wayside, you know, in doing that. So you're approaching high schools now with your presentation?
Yeah, so that actually is something I'm looking forward to more in the coming year. But yes, that has been starting to be the effort this year, is to start to reach out and at least, you know, have principals and assistant principals and deans and those that are just decision makers to at least be aware of what I do. And so to consider for if it's for their career day or if they want to have a special program or any of those type of things, for them to be to know that they have someone right here in their own hometown that looks like their students to bring me to them.
So since you've been doing this the past 6 years, have you seen in your particular field any other programs comparable to what you're doing?
Not in this capacity, no. I believe as far as I can see, I'm the only one doing what I do.
Wow.
For like being Black and then only targeting pre-nursing students. So there's different programs out there that target maybe people that are pre-nursing students and nursing students, or they'll do pre-nursing students, nursing students, and new grads. You know, there's different mixtures and variations, but I haven't seen anyone that particularly targets only the Black community and then also being Black as well. So I am stepping out on faith for sure in this effort of doing what I do. And then also just the way in which I have things set up as well. So a lot of pre-nursing programs and efforts, especially for high school students, are really based on just getting like a hands-on experience, you know, going to a hospital, doing procedures, listening to patients, doing different things that are just all clinical-based, which are great. However, and other programs are also looking at things like giving them exposure to classes that they can take prior to applying to nursing school, but nobody is actually walking them through the process of applying to nursing school, selecting the right type of school, and so on and so forth, which I do, what I do with my programming.
And that is so important that they have that, and it's frightening that they've been missing this for ages and ages and ages and ages and ages. Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me this. In your experience, what are the most significant challenges and healthcare disparities in our healthcare system that you've seen in the Black community?
So this kind of goes back to a little bit to how you brought up about, you saw something on my website about people being where you've been and going where you're going and those type of things. Myself being a Black or African-American person and provider, some of the things that I've heard from patients say to me is, you know, oh, I'm so glad to see you're Black. You know, that's one thing. Or when they're being referred for mental health services, for instance, they're saying, well, is she Black or is he Black? Or do you know some that are Black? So they're looking for their own. I've seen a lot of mistrust and skepticism when it comes to certain directions. I've even had patients come to me for a second opinion for something that someone that was non-Black, something that was told to them. They said, I don't know. I just wanted to make sure, Ms. Flowers or Nurse Flowers, I just wanted to make sure because I know what they were telling me was real, you know, really true. So I've seen those type of things. Other things our patients, you know, are saying that nobody's ever told me that, nobody's ever explained this to me like that, or they haven't made it relatable. That's a big one, especially like when people who are battling things like blood pressure issues, diabetes issues, obesity, and they are referred to a nutritionist. They say, yeah, I saw that nutritionist, but I don't eat none of that stuff. You know, I haven't heard of none of that stuff. They don't have that at my grocery store. So these are the things that I've, you know, been seeing. And then, you know, just overall not you know, having a greatest awareness of how to navigate the healthcare system too. And so no one's taking the time to kind of make sure that there could be an easier way, or there's more availability of services and things like that. But if, you know, providers are just taking their time to give a diagnosis, write a prescription, write an order, and go on to the next patient, our patients, our Black patients, are going to continue to be left behind. But just by taking those extra couple of moments to kind of help lay out the landscape of what their expectations could be, should be, and what they can have available really makes a difference for our Black community and our Black health.
And that's on the real side. I'm Sonya Cassandra Perdue. You're listening to CBN Business Journals. To be a guest, give us a call at 773-609-2226. Our guest today is Fallon Flowers, the Black Free Nursing Coach. She is the founder and CEO of Nursing Inspired LLC. You will find them at nursinginspired.com, okay? And that's on the real side, because in my experience, I'm a senior now, and in my experience, the conversation is different with someone Black, and I ain't going to say everybody white who adopted a nurse is prejudiced. Not going to say that, okay? The conversation is different, though. It's very, very different.
Mm-hmm.
And you do feel secure. It's not like Black nurses and Black doctors don't have attitudes, because some of them got them attitudes. There's something wrong with some of them, too.
Yeah,
but
or they're not kinfolk.
What you say?
I said, or they're not kinfolk, right? Because all skin folks ain't kinfolk, you know. So either way, yeah.
Either way, you know. But it does make a difference. The communication is different. I'm going to give you an example, Ms. Flowers. Someone asked me, someone was shooting a film, a documentary about, you know, one of my friends in his newspaper. And he told me, and he was inviting, they were inviting all kind of different, they flew in from New York, and they were doing this and doing that. And all they was interviewing all kind of people who knew him from the past and that type of thing, and talking about the paper. So he said, you know, Chicago's Black Business Network, you should let them interview. And I said, no. And I want them to interview me. I said, because, number one, they don't know what questions, because no one in the room was Black, okay? They don't know what to ask me. And if they ask me something and I answer, they would not understand mine. That's how I felt communicating with them. You can talk to me, but you're not really talking to me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And in medical, the same thing. Are you really talking to me? Are you really listening to me? Or you just looked it up on your computer and you just say, I'm going to give you this and I'm going to do that and I'm going to double this and I'm going to do this and do this. Or are you really talking to me? And that's a big difference right there. And the conversation is different. Now, and that's based on my experience, and yours might be a little bit different. I was in the hospital this year over in Northwestern. I was there for 3 days. And now the Black nurse on that floor, and some nursing students came in. A little group of them came in, that one Black nursing student. They were very kind to me. Oh, they treated me like royalty over there. But now one Black nurse was there, okay? Definitely didn't see a Black doctor over there in Northwestern. Didn't see a Black doctor and no Black nurses at all, and no Black nursing students. You know, the transportation people were, the cleaning people were Black. You know, all this kind of different stuff. But in those particular positions, no. So I'm so happy that you're out there. But these are some good jobs, Ms. Flowers. Those are good jobs. And they got to come out here and get those jobs as well.
Exactly.
Exactly. You know, my cousin's wife didn't go to nursing school till she was, and she did very well. She did very well. And as soon as she got 62 or whatever it is, she retired. But that was some good 20-some years, you know. But she didn't go until she was 40. So I say that to say, hey, people, not too late. You can go. You can go. You can do this.
Now,
I want to ask you, what are the best outcomes that you want to see for your students, the people that you serve?
So for my students, and actually now I think as you say that, I have, you know, really kind of an added thought on that as you were asking that. When you mentioned about, the person going to school at age 40, I do want them to feel confident that it's never too late, you know, to go to nursing school, I definitely will say. My oldest classmate was 65 when we started our nursing
school.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And she's still working. You know, so it's never too late. So never let your age determine, you know, your success, I'll say, or abilities. But the, you know, as far as the outcomes go for the students, I really want them to feel confident in that not only have they picked the best schools possible that they could pick in their particular area that they live, but also the best schools for them. And then another outcome I really want for the students is that they know that they have put their best foot forward in their application to make it as competitive as possible. And overall, my goals with Nursing Inspired are for students to feel prepared, organized, and inspired in the process.
Because they need that, because it's not an easy track. Now, let me ask you this. When you start counseling these students, they're very young, and, you know, 6 years of school is a long time. Are you advising them to get the AAs? Are you advising them to keep to look at the long-term goal, the MS in nursing? How are you, or is it an individual thing?
So for the students, I work with, I started, you know, as young as age 14, but optimally my goal is to really work with like those that are sophomores and juniors. And I like to individualize everything that I do with each student that I work with and making sure and seeing what is their end goal. So if it's a particular degree or a particular specialty, I like to make sure to create for them a customized educational care plan. And that care plan could include things such as looking at even starting off with LPN or the associate's degree or ADN. So I make sure that their plan is as diverse as possible and to open their eyes to the possibilities of things that they didn't even realize were possible. So because some people are so dead set on BSN, but maybe for them, there's not many BSN programs in their area. And that's Bachelor of Science in Nursing, BSN. So I help students to make sure that they are aware of all of that and to not snub their nose or to look down upon a licensed practical nurse or LPN, which is still a nurse, an associate's degree nurse as well, just because a lot of people talk about BSN and hospitals are more likely nowadays to hire BSN. That does not mean that your ADN or your LPN is not valid or utilizable.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I like the way that you put that, because one thing about it, when we're looking at careers, if we have the proper counseling and mentors and input and the people around us, we can look at it in so many different ways, because there's so many things that we don't know about a particular industry that,
absolutely,
and we will never hear about it if we don't talk to the right people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That we, yep, don't know about a particular industry, that it could go so many different ways. Nurses write. Nurses teach. Nurses do a whole lot of things. They travel. That's just a little thing I know. But there's so many different, for all kind of career paths. Things we,
yeah,
never hear about, and we're not going to have jobs doing it, and we know why. We're not going to have jobs doing it because we don't know about it, we don't hear about it, but there's so many branches to
it
a
is.
Particular field and industry, you know. So I think individualizing, that sounds good, and for them to hear about these different options, because they might hear about different things, and they might think about different things. They could want to manufacture nurse uniforms and create shoes. Who knows what people want to do, you know? There's so many,
yeah,
different things that they don't know about, that they need to know about, because it'll help them make better decisions. Am I right?
Absolutely, it will. And as I always say, you know, you don't know what you don't know. And that's what I'm there to help them do, because, you know, applying to nursing school is not as streamlined as applying to medical school, for instance. It's just so much variability, and the many paths to get to be a nurse in general is just so varying. And I hate for people to either be overwhelmed or confused or otherwise miss out on an opportunity about something that they didn't know about.
Mm-hmm. Now, I saw one young lady, and you know I be TikToking like I'm crazy too. We're talking to Ms. Fallon Flowers. She's the CEO of Nursing Inspired LLC, and you'll find them at Nursing Inspired. com. I'm Sonia Cassandra Perdue, and you're listening to CBBN Business Journal. And this young lady was on this. She had been a nurse. She was a nurse. She had a bachelor's about 6 years, 6 or 7 years, she said. She was a nurse. And she went on to school to be a anesthesiologist. I don't know if I'm saying that right. But he was talking to her about that and everything. Girlfriend was kicking down $250,000 a year. I'm like, girl, what you say? You know, I'm not going to go do that now. But if I had known then what I know now, girlfriend said she was kicking down $250,000. I'm like, and she's like, she was 35, younger than that. I'm like, girl, get out of here with that, you know. But that, I don't think you'd be an anesthesiologist. I think you need an MD to do that. But maybe she was an assistant or whatever she was doing. It was good, okay? She was
set.
But that's so many different paths and so many different things that you don't know about, okay?
Right.
Now, why is it important for you to do this work alone and still be a nurse practitioner in the medical field?
So, you know, just like in nursing education, and you, I don't know if you may know about this or not, but nurses that work in education as nursing instructors, a lot of times are required to still work in the field, even at the nurse practitioner level, even if it's a half a day, you still need to see patients. And it helps those educators keep a pulse on what's going on in healthcare and with patients. And I think the same thing with myself being a nurse practitioner, but also teaching students. I don't want to be so far out of the field where I haven't seen patients in many years and I am behind on what's going on in the healthcare industry because I'm not actually working in it, but I'm teaching them how to get into nursing school. And when they're asking me questions about certain types of nursing and industries and areas, I can't answer it. I have to look it up on the internet. I don't want to have to do that. You know, I mean, of course, you know, I always look things up and help students, you know, for if I don't know something, I'm certainly going to look it up. But I really want to have a pulse on what's going on. And it really keeps credibility, too, in what I do as well. And then, of course, I just love to still take care of patients as well. So that's why I still do what I do.
Okay, let me ask you this. So if a parent were to call you and say, Ms. Flowers, my daughter is showing some interest in nursing, in the medical field, what would be the first steps for them?
I like to make sure to expose the students as best as possible to nursing before we get into some of my programming. So I am a longtime member of Chicago Chapter National Black Nurses Association here. And so there's a lot of different programs that my chapter puts on throughout the year, you know, including something like National Black Nurses Day that's every February during Black History Month. So I like to make sure to expose those students first and really kind of see if that's really what they want to do. And then just break down and answer their questions for them and ask them questions so that they can kind of differentiate and really know if nursing specifically is for them, another allied health type of role, or if it's MD, just kind of, you know, helping to kind of clear the mist, if you will, before we get into any of the things that I can offer for them.
Because there are different roles, even in medical, that aren't nursing, and we don't know, you don't know what it is they're really going to fall into or get interested in. Once they're exposed that it exists, because they can't be interested if they don't know that it even exists, you know.
Absolutely.
So that,
yep.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that a lot. Now, you have a Facebook page and a Clubhouse page. What is a Clubhouse?
So the Clubhouse, actually, since they changed, I still have my handle at Nursing Inspired, but since they have made very big, great changes to Clubhouse, I am kind of backing away from that. But I do have Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and, you know, some of the other social sites and everything that I'm primarily on.
Okay. Okay. All right.
But, yes,
now,
the Clubhouse
do you have to
have
to get in your... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just want to clarify a little bit more. So what I had going on for the last 2 years was a program called Student Support Sunday. And every week or every other week, I would host a room, a two-hour room, and it would include myself and nurses from all around the United States that were Black that would be there to support the students. And the students can come in and ask questions about their application process, scholarships, home life, whatever they wanted to ask. Myself and those nurses answered those questions until the well ran dry. So that's what we did for the last 2 years. But since Clubhouse recently made changes where it's more of a recording type of thing where you listen to everybody's recorded messages, it took away the natural flow of conversation and ability to really be able to give the effect that we previously did for those 2 years.
I got you. I got you. But I'm sure you served them well those 2 years, and that's very important. You know, the rules do change. They change all the time. So we have to go with the flow and figure out how to circumvent what goes on out here and keep on and keeping it pushing. My grandmother say it's more than one way to skin a cat. So when something change, then you figure out how you're going to skin that cat, because it's always a plan B, C, D, Z. And we keep it pushing, people. So what are your plans for the next year for Nursing Inspired?
So for this next year, I really, really want to get into schools more. So I was, you know, really focusing on having those individual conversations with students here and there through Clubhouse, personal referrals, social media, here and there, but I really want to affect more students on math. So the more programming that I can do with high schools and youth groups, I want to do that, but also have more virtual events such as some that I had this past year where I was able to reach people throughout the U.S. as well. So although I'm here in Chicago, I really want to affect as many students as possible. So that's really my goal and plan for this coming 2024.
I got you. I got you. Well, it's been a pleasure to have you, and I'm glad that we got an opportunity to talk, and you shared a wealth of information, and it's only going to lead to a need for more information and more questions and that type of thing. And but I'm glad we'll be able to share this information. And so I'm very excited about that. I knew it was important. I knew it was important when I saw that Nursing Inspired coming down my feed. I'm like, okay, I like that. I like that. Ms. Flowers, do you have any final words for our audience, please?
My final words are that representation truly matters and it's really hard to be what you can't see. And so when you are looking for advancement in your career, try to find a mentor or a coach that has been where you've been. But if possible, find someone that looks like you and who's been where you've been, and they can back up what they've been doing and see their success. You can see their successes outwardly and not just what they tell you, but what other people say about them. And I just want to say thank you to you, Sonia, and the Chicago Black Business Network. And I really appreciate you all having me on your podcast. And thank you for doing all that you do for Black entrepreneurs.
I appreciate you as well. This is Sonia Cassandra, Purdue, Chicago's Black Business Network. You've been listening to CBBN Business Journals, and our guest has been Ms. Bella Flowers of Nursing Inspired LLC. You'll find her at nursinginspired.com. Their phone number is 773-609-0649. And we want to thank you for being with us today. If you listen to us for any time, you know, everybody knows that all our shows from the very beginning have been dedicating to keeping the memory of Mayor Harold Washington on the minds and in the hearts of our people. We want to thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Good night, everyone.